Last October, on these Northern Community Radio airwaves, I said, and I'm quoting myself here, "The challenges of the pandemic are landing way more heavily on women's shoulders. If half of us are going to be taking care of all of us, we are in more trouble than any vaccine will ever touch." End quote. There was no vaccine yet in October. Today there is. In a perfect world, I would have been proven wrong by now, and the vaccine would have changed things for the better for women. That hasn't happened in any meaningful way, with implications, obviously, for all of us. I don't want to be accused of quoting only myself, so here are a couple other quotes. "All men are created equal." That, of course, is from our Declaration of Independence, 1776, attributed to Thomas Jefferson, the slaveholder. Here's another Tom Hayden, one of the most progressive voices of the 1960s. Quote, "The goal of man should be human independence," unquote. What I mean to underscore there is the capricious nature of language. Interpreted generously, both Jefferson and Hayden meant everybody, including women. So why didn't they say men and women, or everybody? I'm not going to turn this into a disquisition on philology or linguistics, although that could be fun. I'm just saying the presumption of male dominance and predominance is embedded, systemic, insidious. Have you been listening to women over the past year? They're doing more of the homeschooling and childcare generally. More than men, women have been forced to choose between career and family. More mothers than fathers have left the workforce. There's a persistent worry among women scrambling to be two or three people at once. Am I doing enough? Feeling guilty because they have to be parent, partner, teacher, therapist, driver, coach, cook, bedtime storyteller. Some nights you just want to scream. If you're poor, underprivileged, all of the above is exacerbated tenfold. The pandemic, the civil unrest, the economic meltdown, school shutdowns, the politics of donkeys and elephants, which culminated in a spectacle and a debacle on the world stage on January 6th. Any one of those developments would swamp a woman's day-to-day concerns. It was all happening simultaneously. And besides the extra stuff women have to do, two things that they cannot do are equally distressing. They cannot be together with other women, and they don't have any alone time. Final thoughts. The Equal Rights Amendment, which would constitutionally guarantee equal legal rights to women, was first introduced in Congress in 1923. In the early 1970s, finally, both the House and the Senate approved it, sending it off to the state legislatures for ratification. Most states did ratify the Equal Rights Amendment, but not enough of them to change the Constitution. And a few states later revoked their approval, all of which only heightens the irony. We should not even need such a law. Still, at this year's NCAA basketball tournament, the women were being given cheaper, less sensitive COVID testing than the men. This is not smart, is it?
shade. The water never looks so white. I feel like I saw you dead. You said nobody make a fuss. The dogs are